joining us from NBC Sports Chicago. I always have to update my resume on Gordon Whitmire. We love having him on for so many years, talking Chicago baseball. Gordy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Marty. How are you?
Good. You don't know anything about Luis Basabe, do you?
Not much.
Okay.
I know who Luis Robert is and Lucas Giolito, if you want to talk about those guys.
All right. Well, actually, just to, you know, talk a little bit, Luis Robert has been fabulous. The young man from Cuba had the big contract. The White Sox, just a little bit of an overview before we get into the Cubs and everything else. How are the White Sox doing?
They're doing a lot better than they started. Now they're dealing with some injury issues, the latest being Aaron Bummer, their terrific young relief pitcher. So they've definitely got some concerns going forward, but they've played really well over the past week. And the Cleveland Indians, notwithstanding, they look good. I'm telling you, you know, people, they've been a chic pick to make some noise this year. And with the expanded playoff field, if these injuries don't derail them too much, they should be there. And they're the kind of team that's going to get better the longer these guys play together, because so many of them are so young. I wouldn't be surprised to see him make noise in October, assuming that we all get to October with the league intact.
Boy, interesting. All right, that's a good segue for the National League Central, and I'm so happy to have you on today. Gordon Whitmire, NBC Sports Chicago, covers the Cubs and Chicago baseball. What is going on in this National League Central? Bring us up to date. As I said yesterday on the show, the West was sort of isolated here, thank goodness, you know, playing only the West and having normal schedules. Everybody's got the same amount of games. But then you look at the East and the Central, it's quite different, and you're in the middle of that epicenter right now with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, I actually thought going in that the Central had the best shot at avoiding outbreaks and maintaining the schedule. I mean, literally every city is within a long drive of one another if a team wanted to do that. There weren't as many hot spots in this division. I mean, at least in terms of as hot as some of the hot spots are and have been recently in the East and the West. But the Cardinals apparently had somebody from outside the organization who was a trusted person that players knew, but he was outside their bubble, was asymptomatic, and had some contact with a couple of the guys, and they wound up bringing it into the clubhouse, and then now it looks like they've had almost this second bit of a wave of infections. You know, as you know, more than a week ago, they were holed up in their hotel in Milwaukee while they continued to test and quarantine. And apparently when they traveled back midweek to St. Louis, some more players got exposed by guys who were asymptomatic and thought to be clear of this virus. So it's an ongoing, potentially very problematic situation for not only that team, but whatever it might say about how the league looks at its viability. Really, and can you drop a team? Can you have a team play 15 or more fewer games than other teams? Things like that. So we're still waiting to see when the Cardinals are going to be cleared to play their next game. They had their series against the Cubs wiped out over the weekend, and just overnight we've heard that the next series against the Pirates has also been wiped out.
Wow, interesting. Gordon Whitmire with us. The Cardinals are 2-3. The Cubs are 10-3. Cubs playing good ball, and the Cubs have been delayed here. They've been derailed a little bit. What's the effect on the Cubs?
Yeah, it's actually fairly minimal. I mean, the Cubs have done a pretty good job of avoiding injuries, too, which we've seen kind of plague the league a little bit with the short ramp-up. So they're in good shape physically that way. They're the only team in the league that hasn't had a positive test among its players since intake testing began. So they're in good shape with the virus. And in fact, they never did get to the ballpark. They learned early enough on Friday in St. Louis that there was a problem, that they were able to avoid even going to the ballpark and then left town So their exposure was minimized significantly, and they may have, you know, sidestepped some big time exposure in that process. So they're actually in pretty good shape. They're taking a few days off. They're going to have a simulated game situation over at Wrigley Field a little bit later on today. And then they pick up the schedule again Tuesday in Cleveland. They'll have to shuffle some pitching around, but it's nothing like the Marlins had to deal with or that the Cardinals are dealing with now, where you're going to worry about guys, you know, losing their stamina or how much they're stretched out. So they'll be fine. Matter of fact, they might just keep a couple of their guys on the regular schedules and then just, you know, give other guys in the rotation extra rest. They could actually come out the other side of this no worse for the wear, if not a little better.
Well, they're 10-3. David Ross, only good things you hear about him. Very positive.
He's done a really great job in this situation. And you know, I find myself forgetting often that he's a first-year manager. That's how good a job he's done and how seamless it's been. Part of that is he's got relationships with most of the guys in there. I want to say there's 9 players in that clubhouse that were on that 2016 championship team that he was also a player on. And so he's got those relationships, you know, what is that? There's 4 or 5 years because he came in 15. So those are already there. He was already part of the organization before he became manager. So he had been at spring trainings and things like that. So he knows some of the other guys, and he's just got a touch. You know, he was a guy that was always good in the clubhouse, always a clubhouse leader anyway. He was a catcher, so he knows how to deal with pitchers. He knows what he's looking at with pitchers very, very specifically. He's got that rapport that so many good catchers have with other players. And you couldn't probably ask for a better skill set in a situation like this. Not to mention for a first year manager. So it really has been the front office has said it. You know, they consider this a blessing, you know, for them that they have him in this situation. And that's not to take anything away from Joe Maddon, because I would almost suggest that Joe Maddon might be the other guy that would come to mind immediately. As somebody that would be well-equipped to handle an unusual situation like this.
Boy, Gordon Whitmire with us, Chicago Sports, of course, covers NBC Sports Chicago. Gordy, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at the Reds. I'm looking at the standings as I'm talking to you. First of all, 16 teams in the playoffs, 8 from each league. The last two will be wild cards. The first two in the division get in. The Giants are still very much alive. As I say, the whole West is really a race where everybody plays every day. But I'm looking at the Reds and the Brewers, and I think the Cardinals are really going to be a problem getting them enough games and playing 55 games in 49 days and that kind of stuff. It's never going to work for them. I just see that coming. But what about the Reds and the Brewers? What do you see there?
I see a Reds team that got off to a slow start and that I thought was the division favorite coming in. I think they have the most starting pitching, and I still think that. And I think that over time, even over this short season, if they're able to complete the 2 months, that the Reds are going to be fine. I think that the Reds are going to make the playoffs, and I think that they might even give the Cubs a run by the time this thing is over. I mean, right now they go into the day a game under 500. The Cubs, as you said, are 10-3, and the Reds are in second place. So what does that tell you about the division? But, it's still early in a short season even, and the Cubs haven't played anything close to the best competition in this 10-team stack yet. So a lot can happen. I like the Reds. I really do. And the Brewers, I just don't know. I just don't know if they have enough pitching. But don't we say that every year?
Yeah, they have someone, Hauser, who I have no idea who that is, but I'm looking at the numbers. He's come out of nowhere, hasn't he?
Yeah, we saw them the first series, and the Cubs won 2 out of 3, and the bats broke out in the other game. The Brewers' bats broke out. But I didn't see, other than Woodruff in the opener, I didn't see a lot of pitching that in that first series that really stood out to me. But they seem to come up, especially in the bullpen, they come up with arms. Hauser's done well. I don't think we saw him at all. They play him here pretty soon. We'll get a better look at him again. I think a 4-game series coming up.
Gordy, I think baseball has done a good job of presenting the game on the field. And I realize, you know, I watch the games. You probably do closely as well. And they're competitive games. They're regular baseball games. There's nothing unusual except there's no one there. And I don't know if you have the cutouts at Wrigley, but we've got the cutouts here, and they've got them down in L.A. as well. But I think baseball, people are playing ball, and they're playing ball effectively. And if they could just keep the health thing going, I think they can make it. I really do.
I do think that it does. There are times where you're watching the game and you get caught up in the game and you forget that there's no fans there, especially with what they have at Wrigley is that, you know, they got, like most places do, they've got the ambient fan noise, and then they've got the just kind of a little off sync cheering going on. You can tell it's not a Cubs crowd, though, because they're not booing any of their players when they make errors or base running gas. I do think the quality of play is pretty good. I think it's about as good as they could have hoped for. I'm just fearful of how easily this virus spreads. Mm-hmm. This outbreak with the Cardinals is so instructive in that regard, because they didn't, by all accounts, and I know there were some rumors in there, but by all credible accounts, they didn't do anything wrong. And this is an organization, the baseball department, run by a germaphobe, John Mozeliak. They bought equipment a few years ago, sanitizing equipment, cleaning equipment, that they run through visiting clubhouses on the road before they put their players in those clubhouses as a competitive advantage to just kind of keep the flu bug out of their team, you know, to keep run-of-the-mill viruses from taking out a player or two at a time for a game or two at a time. They've done that for years. So they take things like this very seriously, and they've got veteran leadership in that clubhouse that, by all accounts, again, has provided good leadership in this case. And yet here we are with 16 positives on that group. You got 30 different sites, you got teams traveling to play each other, and even just runners at first base with the first baseman holding them on, or what the catcher deals with all the batter, you know, every batter in the game coming up there and the umpire. I don't know, man. I just hold my breath every day.
Well, I'm glad to have you on, because as I say, on the West Coast here, we sort of have put that to the side just a little bit, and things are baseball as normal. And maybe that's just the luck of the draw right now. But I'm glad to have you on to get your perspective from the Central, because I think that's the fear that's in the East as well. And I think that's part of what's hovering over baseball. But, boy, great to have you on. I appreciate you taking the time. And are you a proponent of the expanded playoffs? You can get a team. The Nationals could come in eighth and play the number one team and throw Scherzer and Strasburg and Corbin, and I'll say goodnight. You know, that could happen.
Yes, I am. I'm absolutely in favor. I think it's the perfect format for this season. I don't know why they didn't come up with it from the outset. And I've got one more possible solution for this, what might be an enormous number of games played between some teams and other teams. Mm-hmm. How about this? You got an 8-team field in each league. You seed, you say everybody who's played 50 or more games, you make it, four of the spots are dedicated to you from the outset based on your winning percentage. You're in. Everything else is Selection Sunday. The other four spots are Selection Sunday. So if the Cardinals play 25 games this year and somebody else plays 50, there's a judgment call to be made.
Okay. All right. Something's going to have to happen, because, as I say, the Cardinals, who knows where the Marlins are going to end up in this thing. There are a lot of games to be played, a lot of doubleheaders, so that's got to be sorted out. Gordy, thank you so much. Take care of yourself, and as I said, you gave us a good perspective of what's going on in the middle of the country, and we have to be vigilant all the time. So I appreciate it. Take care and be well.
You got it. You be well too, Marty. Thank you.
All right. That's Gordon Whitmire, NBC Sports Chicago. Wow, interesting.